Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of Lantern, we have a new story. The title of today's story is The Beautiful Quran Causes Polytheists to Fall Down in Prostration. In Ramadan of the fifth year of prophethood, the prophet went into the holy sanctuary where there was a large host of Quraysh polytheists, including some notables and celebrities. Suddenly, he began citing Surah An-Najm, chapter 41, that means the star. The awe-inspiring words of Allah descended unawares upon them, and they immediately got stunned by them. It was the first time for them to be shocked by the truthful revelation. It had formerly been the favorite trick of those people who wish to dishonor revelation, not only not to listen to it themselves, but also to talk loudly and insolently when it was being read, so that even the true listeners may not be able to hear. They used to think that they were drawing the voice of Allah. In fact, they were piling up misery for themselves, for Allah's voice can never be silenced. And those who disbelieve say, Chapter 41, verse 26 of the Holy Quran. Listen not to this Quran and make noise in the midst of its recitation that you may overcome. When the unspeakably fascinating words of Allah came into direct contact with their hearts, they were entranced and got oblivious of the materialistic world around them, and were caught in a state of full attentiveness to divine words to such an extent that when the prophet reached the stormy heart-beating ending, the idolaters unconsciously and with full compliance prostrated themselves in absolute God-fearing and stainless devotion. It was in fact a wonderful moment of the truth that cleaved through the obdurate souls of the haughty and the attitude of the scoffers. They stood aghast when they perceived that Allah's words had conquered their hearts and done the same things that they have been trying hard to annihilate and exterminate. Their co-polytheists, who had not been present on the scene, reproached and blamed them severely. Consequently, they began to fabricate lies and calumniate the prophet, alleging that he had attached to their idols great veneration and ascribed to them the power of desirable intercession.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRB English Radio. Well, what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to take the lessons and moral themes out of these stories and talk about them and expound on them in order for us to learn something out of it and make use of our learnings in their daily lives. Well, our subject for today is about reciting the Holy Book of Quran and its miraculous effects. Attentively listening to the Holy Book of Quran is considered a virtuous deed that contributes to our record of good hasanat for the afterlife. There are so many other effects for listening to the divine words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like guidance and wisdom, increased concentration in prayer, personal reflection, and elevated moral and ethical standards. There has been increasing interest in recent years in studying the effects of listening to the Holy Book of Quran on the brain. Research has shown that listening to Quranic recitation can have a profound impact on human brain and activates different areas of the brain responsible for memory and regulating emotions and attentions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ra'd, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah, unquestionably, by the remembrance of Allah, hearts are assured. Verse number 28. This elegant verse is indicative of the mental effect of listening to the Holy Book of Quran on the soul and mind of a person. Okay, let's go for a short break and soon we will be back.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. Well, several ahadith emphasize the importance of Quran and highlight the significance of reciting and listening to it, as well as the blessings and protection associated with engaging in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "What prevents a merchant who is engaged in business in the market from reciting a chapter of the Holy Book of Quran when he comes home and before going to bed? For every verse which he recites, 10 good deeds are written, and 10 of his bad deeds are written off." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been reported by Imam Baqir alayhi salam as saying, "Whoever recites 10 verses from the Book of Quran every night shall not be considered among the unmindful. Whoever recites 50 verses will be among the rememberers. Whoever recites 100 verses will be among the obedient and worshippers. Whoever recites 200 verses will be among the humble ones. Whoever recites 300 verses will be among the winners of paradise. Whoever recites 500 verses shall be among the mujtahids or scholars. Whoever recites 1,000 verses, there shall be a qantar for him, and each qantar is equal to 15,000 weighs of gold, and the weigh is 24 carats, the east of which is like the Mount of Uhud, and the biggest is as the distance between the heavens and the earth." Well, the secret behind reciting the Holy Book of Quran frequently is because the Quran is a builder of man, a law of prosperous life and happiness for human beings, besides its divine knowledge and sciences. So it is incumbent on human beings to understand its different dimensions, to get familiar with its life-giving message and with the religious charter of Islam. Little reading of the Holy Book of Quran means little information, and not reading it means lack of information. Whereas reading it frequently entails further understanding of this divine book. Okay, dear listeners, that was the time we've got for today's episode. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode of Lantern. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.